got knee deep in loving you. Well, I'm knee deep in loving you. I done got deeper than I wanted to. It'll probably drown me before I'm through. But I done got knee deep in loving you.
The News at Noon is sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 30 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The clock is ticking on a partial government shutdown tomorrow. House Republicans introducing a new bill today. ABC's Catherine Falders has the details.
So this $1.2 trillion funding bill includes funding for six bills. That includes defense, financial services, homeland security, foreign operations. But in terms of whether lawmakers will be able to meet this deadline, we expect there will be a vote on this tomorrow. It hasn't been formally noticed by the Speaker of the House, but then, of course, it goes over to the Senate and funding runs out at midnight on Friday.
The Justice Department in more than a dozen states filing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of crafting an illegal monopoly using its smartphones. Apple says the suit is wrong on facts and the law. Donald Trump up against a Monday deadline to post the $454 million bond in the New York civil fraud judgment. He's now asking the courts to allow him to post a smaller amount or no amount at all while he appeals the case. This is ABC News. New details about reports of an attempted breach of Princess Kate's medical records. ABC's Maggie Rooley is outside Buckingham Palace.
ITV News reporting three members of staff from the exclusive London clinic are being investigated for allegedly trying to access Kate's records after she underwent abdominal surgery in January. A spokesperson from the UK privacy watchdog telling ABC News that it received a breach report about Kate's records and is assessing the information provided. Kensington Palace not yet commenting, saying it's a matter for the London Clinic.
Kate has been made aware of the potential breach. There are reports indicated she may resume royal duties on Easter Sunday. A family has been rescued in Oregon after being stranded in the snow on Mount Hood for 24 hours. A family of six, including two children, were hiking when they got stuck in several feet of snow. They were described as wet, cold, and dehydrated, but otherwise, okay. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
It is a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a winter weather advisory Friday morning beginning at 1 and running through Friday afternoon at 1. Mostly cloudy and cool today with a high of 38. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible with a low of 27. And tomorrow, snow tapering off by late morning, an additional 2 to 3 inches possible with some breaks of sun late in the day, a high of 37. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 30 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
It is a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Winter returns to the area with a quick-hitting storm system bringing accumulating snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Be ready for impacts to the Friday morning commute, especially south and east of La Crosse. The quick-hitting storm system will bring accumulating snow to the region with 2 to 5 inches expected from later tonight through Friday morning. Locally, heavier amounts of 6-plus amounts are possible, especially from southwest into central Wisconsin. A wintry mix could also occur on the storm's southern edge and could result in a light glaze of ice across portions of northeast Iowa and southwest Wisconsin. The exact location of heavier snowfall and the wintry mix remains in question. Later in the weekend, another winter storm is going to move into the upper Midwest, and a wintry mix is looking more likely, with a 50 to 80% chance. Wisconsin farmers need rain. The U.S. Agriculture Department of Agriculture expects farm income to go down 25% this year. The agency blames higher costs and drought conditions in Wisconsin and other Midwestern states. The USDA's Midwest Climate Hub predicts widespread drought conditions will last into this year. Today's the last day for parties in the Robin Voss recall case to make their arguments to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is asking justices whether a recall would be held in Voss's old district or his new one that's been redrawn. Meanwhile, the Racine County DA is investigating complaints of forged petition signatures. Electric vehicle drivers in Wisconsin may soon have more places to recharge. Two bills signed by Governor Tony Evers allow the state to access $78 million in federal money. Chelsea Chandler with Clean Wisconsin notes they received bipartisan support from lawmakers, but not everyone is plugging EVs. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls the federal program a big boondoggle. Work on 64 charging stations could begin this fall, according to the Wisconsin DOT. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has signed a letter calling for a two-state solution to end the Israeli-Hamas war. The Madison Democrat, who is up for re-election in November, was among 19 Democratic senators sending the letter to President Joe Biden calling for a two-state solution amid the ongoing war. The letter, led by Senator Tom Carper of Delaware, proposes the establishment of a non-militarized Palestinian state led by Reformed Palestinian Authority. Wisconsin Republicans criticized Baldwin for signing on to the letter. A state party spokesperson said she wants to reward Hamas for its October 7th attacks with a Palestinian state. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. On the other hand, he says student-led efforts are picking up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers will be on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. A pair of audits show about 3/4 of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work from home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon to rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
That's Martha Cranley of AARP Wisconsin, who helped lobby bureaucrats for the money.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Governor Evers says more than 410,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses will benefit. One Prevea clinic in the Chippewa Valley may remain open thanks to Russ County. Officials say the county is working to buy the Prevea clinic in Ladysmith from HSHS, which it plans to rent out to Oakleaf Medical Network. The clinic is slated to close in about a month, along with a number of other facilities and two hospitals. Oakleaf Medical Network has been exploring the possibility of turning the two hospital properties in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, which will close this week, into independent community hospitals. The impending closure of Sacred Heart Hospital and St. Joseph's Hospital has affected more than just patients and employees. According to a WEAU report, the Chippewa County coroner has been forced to search for a temporary morgue as St. Joseph's is scheduled to close at the end of this week. Without the morgue at the hospital, Chippewa County Coroner Ron Patton says the county will use the Stokes, Prock, and Munt Funeral Chapel in Altoona. Both organizations say the arrangement is a temporary solution. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation takes its reckless driving prevention campaign statewide to reduce crash injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Wisconsin DOT is rolling out a second video in the Control Your Drive campaign series featuring Milwaukee Bucks star Bobby Portis. The educational campaign is part of Wisconsin DOT's comprehensive initiative to improve safety on Wisconsin roads by encouraging drivers to become part of the solution. Reckless driving is still a significant factor in Wisconsin. Preliminary data shows reckless driving contributed to more than a quarter of all crash fatalities, 140 deaths in 2023. Reckless or aggressive driving may include behaviors like speeding, improper lane changes, and inattentive, erratic, or negligent driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to stop drivers who are dangerously disregarding speed limits, issuing 1,266 citations for drivers traveling more than 100 miles per hour in 2023. These numbers have remained high since doubling in 2020. Wisconsin DOT uses a combination of strategies to prevent crashes in Wisconsin, including community education and awareness campaigns. Drivers are encouraged to do their part with simple steps. Slow down, buckle up, and put the phone down while driving. Three people were injured Tuesday in a crash in Sauk County. Jaden Moran of Richland Center was traveling north on County Highway C when he states that a deer was crossing the road. He tried to maneuver around the deer, and while doing so, the vehicle traveled into the gravel ditch on the curve, causing the vehicle to spin out and roll 2 to 3 times. Moran stated that he entered the corner of the road traveling 55 to 60 miles per hour and was not able to control the vehicle. Two passengers in the vehicle were transported for the injuries sustained in the crash. Raylan Reuter was transported by ambulance to the Sauk Prairie Hospital for suspected serious injuries, and Carson Stifler of Richland Center was transported for minor injuries. Jade Moran was cited for OWI, second offense, operating while revoked, and driving too fast for conditions. It is a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven, ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
It's 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The history of Jimtown. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information excerpted that was submitted by Muriel Beeman Kepler for the 1986 Richland County History Book, a lot of people have never heard of Jimtown, but when I was a child, I traveled through this little hamlet as I went to my mother and sister's blackberry picking on Bernard Brady's farm, about 2 miles from what is Jimtown. It is located in Section 8 of Aiken Township, Richland County, Wisconsin. Jimtown boasted a mercantile store, stockyards, 2 garages, a cheese factory, a blacksmith shop, a tavern, and a few homes. According to Margaret Helen Scott's Place Names of Richland County, Wisconsin, Jimtown was named for 2 Jims. Jim Bachtenkircher, who operated a little store, and for Jim Burns, who lived by a big spring where some of the settlers came for water. In 1877, Mr. Bachtenkircher purchased a farm on Section 8 and was prominent in public affairs, serving as the Justice of Peace in Aiken Township and chairman of the town board. Jim Burns lived and owned property in Jimtown and was the grandfather of Mrs. Ferdinand, her name Daisy, Chitwood, and Mrs. George, her name Elva Waller, formerly of the Bosstown area. Grover Burns owned the mercantile store. He owned the stockyard. He had a stone garage with a blacksmith shop. And Grover Burns also owned the house north of the stone garage. Hans Hansen acquired the farm, which included the store and all the buildings, from Grover Burns. In 1942, Emil and Fern Hansen bought the farm from his father, Hans. The Fosnaughs were the last people to live in the house across from the store. In 1917, the cheese factory that was run by John Fosnaugh later burned. The township was voted wet for 1 year, and Don Hardy had a tavern in that part of the store, which was used for storage. Not much is left of Jimtown today. The only thing that is still standing is that part of the store which Grover Burns lived in, which is the original house and until recently owned by Mrs. Carroll. And the root house was then in the back of the store. The store and the house, which was built onto the store, was torn down about 25 years ago. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the biggest snowfall recorded.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
It's 31 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. A night of high-powered music is set to fill the Richland Center City Auditorium this Saturday when Symphony on the Rocks takes the stage. Symphony on the Rocks is a rock band and an orchestra. The show will include the best of classic rock featuring hit music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The show is unique each year and continues to offer something new. Symphony on the Rocks will again take place this Saturday night at 7 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $35 are available in advance at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside, and Ameriprise Financial Offices, all in Richland Center. Tickets may also be purchased online at eventbrite.com. A test of the voting equipment will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The test will be held in the new Orion Town Hall, located at 22304 Theed Road, Muscadet. The equipment test is open to the public, and residents of the town of Orion are encouraged to attend. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 29th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Producers who grow and sell potatoes, districts 1, 2, and 3, are eligible to nominate other producers or be nominated to the board. Area producers in District 3 include Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, Juneau, La Crosse, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible producers. Growers must sign, notarize, and postmark completed nomination forms by March 29th and include signatures from at least 5 eligible growers other than the nominee. Producers should mail completed nomination forms to Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Market Order Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, 53708-8911. Eligible producers who have not received a nomination form or who have other questions about the nomination process should email datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election from May 10th through June 15th. Elected board members will serve 3-year terms from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2027. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Kim Harris-Hines of Richland Center on ticket number 344. It's 31 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It is a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center on this Thursday, March 21st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be today at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home today from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Wentz is survived by 9 children, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada, Melanie Wentz of Onalaska, Mindy and Corey Goyke of Prairie du Chien, Ben and Shelley Wentz of Holman, and Tony and Brandon Weigel of Onalaska. Special nephew Darlo and Barb Wentz of Richland Center, 27 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien. Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 Friday at the Avoca United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca United Methodist Church Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Bessie Crary is survived by 2 daughters, Norma Carter of Muscadet, and Judy and Bob Neshkash of Avoca. Daughter-in-law Marlene Crary of Muscadet, 14 grandchildren, and numerous great and great-great-grandchildren. Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel, died March 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny Kalish is survived by 3 daughters, Nicole Kalish of Boscobel, Tara Kretschman of Boscobel, and Stephanie Kretschman and Ron Eggers of Muscadet. 9 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Terry and Brenda Kalish of Boscobel, and Steve and Linda Kalish of Rockbridge, a sister, Roberta and Dave Kirschbaum of McHenry, Illinois, special friend, Cricket Faust of Muscadet, and Travis Jarrett of Mount Zion, Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jerry Felton is survived by her husband Marvin, four children, Rhonda and Henry Kaiser and Terry Hamilton, all of Delavan, Travis Campbell of Viola, Ann Bennon, BJ and Ashley Karsten of Rogers, Arizona, two stepchildren, Cindy Lou and Fred Franks of Westby and Debbie Parrish of Muscadet, 10 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Dwayne and Susie Wallace of West Lima, sister, Donna Gillingham and Neil Mahoney of Richland Center, brothers-in-law, Melvin and Linda Felton and Earl Felton, all of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Gail Wallace of Cherry Valley, Mary Ann Wallace of Lafarge, and Nancy Felton of Richland Center, an uncle, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Mickelson is survived by two daughters, Luann and Rick Gallagher, and Connie and John Noble, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Jeanette Luther, other relatives, and friends. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Mesera is survived by her husband Jerry, two daughters, Jenna and Tom Taylor of Bloomington, and Stacy Mesera of Woodman, five grandchildren, siblings, Vicki and Bill Zimple of Boscobel, and Dennis Adam Metz of Muscadet, and many nieces and nephews. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died Friday at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 6th, from 10 until noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Dick Inman is survived by four children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham and Greg Inman, all of Westby. Six grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Bernetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A private family service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Fran Cooper is survived by three children, Cindy Cooper of Richland Center, Christopher Cooper of Cazenovia, and Carolyn and Dave Hardy of Baraboo, two grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Francis R. Cooper, 91, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jade and Austin Klingeman had a daughter, Josie Ann Renee.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mike and Deb Ryder. Mike and Nancy McNair are celebrating their 54th anniversary today. And a happy 60th wedding anniversary goes out today to Mick and Mary Connor. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story, of course, continues to be the development of some snow in the region later tonight into tomorrow morning as low pressure sweeps from Nebraska over toward northern Illinois. Right now, it looks like several inches of accumulation are likely in much of the region, making for a messy Friday morning commute. And the snow may even intensify as it gets just east of us from around Madison over toward Milwaukee. There could be a strip of 8 or 9 inches of accumulation. Behind that system, some dry, chilly air coming in tomorrow night into Saturday. Then the next large storm will emerge from the Rocky Mountains, head east, and could bring us a bit more precipitation Sunday into Monday, although this time the heavier snow looks to stay back in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and northwest Wisconsin. We may just get a small amount around here, gradually turning over to rain as we head into Monday, and the rain amounts could be on the order of a quarter or half inch, so definitely helping to erase some of that moisture deficit we've had the past couple of months. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy and cool, high in the upper 30s, wind becoming east-southeast around 5. There's a winter weather advisory in effect late tonight, starting at 1 a.m., going up through 1 p.m. tomorrow. Snow developing by midnight or so tonight, 2 to 4 inches possible by daybreak, low at 27. Tomorrow's snow diminishing off by late morning with another 2 or 3 inches possible. Some breaks of sun later in the day, high at 37, wind becoming northwest at 10. Saturday partly sunny and cool, low at 14 degrees, high of 37. Sunday cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of light snow, possibly becoming a wintry mix late. An inch or two of snow is possible, low 23 with a high of 40. Monday breezy and cloudy with periods of rain likely, low 31 with a high of 48. Tuesday cloudy with a 40% chance chance of scattered light rain turning to some flurries. Falling temperatures by the afternoon. Low 32 with a high of 43. And Wednesday partly cloudy and quiet. Low at 20 with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 43, our low this morning was 24. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 31. The record high for this date was 81, set in 2012. The record low, 8 below, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 54 with a low of 30. Sunset tonight will be at 7:15, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:02. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, the barometer's at 30.29, and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 31 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A series of free resources to potentially save lives. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Next week is Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, with daily online presentations to address occupational safety for farmers and others doing potentially hazardous work. Kadrian Livingston's day job is regional safety manager for the Omaha-based grain, food, and feed marketing company, Viterra. But when she was just 10 years old, her father, Craig, was killed in a grain bin incident in 2008 while helping a neighbor.
Dad had been a rancher his whole life, and in Nebraska, farming and ranching is very, very different. My dad didn't know the dangers, the way that grain can take you, what we call the quicksand of the Midwest. The auger had quit working, and so he was having to grain back the rest of the grain out. There were about 500 bushels of grain left when he was in the bin, and there was only one other guy with him, a trucker, and the trucker had stepped away to go move the truck forward to finish out filling the truck, and when he came back, all he saw were my dad's hands.
Livingston also consults on the subject of worker safety and continues to work on the family cattle operation as well. There's more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork.
I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aterers in Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aterers in Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Wisconsin leaders are getting a close-up look at a new soybean product. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, officials in Liberal, Kansas have reported a fire at the National Beef Processing Plant. The facility has a harvest capacity of 6,000 head per day. The large fire was on the east side of the building Wednesday evening. The extent of the damage is unknown. Farmers and firefighters are excited about a soybean-based firefighting foam that would replace existing products made with forever chemicals. Pat Malooly with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is in Dalton, Georgia, where Cross Plains Solutions demonstrated the foam product they developed.
There is a fair amount of firefighters here that are very excited, and they are telling me they need the product. It replaces the PFAS product that was on the market. In some places, it's been pulled.
Malooly says the surprising development, making the soy-based firefighting foam a valuable tool, is once applied, the combustible materials will not reignite. For farmers, Malooly says it's another market for their soybeans.
Not that it's a huge amount of soybeans that would go into this, but they're talking to start 12 million bushel. And right now they're using soy flour, and that's not readily available, but they're trying to get it to where it could be soy meal.
Malooly says there are a couple of Wisconsin connections to the product. First, the chemist who was challenged to come up with the foam, and he says some product testing is happening in Wisconsin.
And there's some testing going on that needed to be done to get this product to market, and that's going on up at Chippewa Valley Technical College. So we funded some testing there to get this thing finalized and hopefully get to market soon.
The initial foam development was funded by the United Soybean Board and some of the state soybean promotional groups. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board added more funding last year toward development of the final product. U.S. Congressman John Molinar from Michigan continues to express concern that rising labor costs are impacting farms. During a hearing with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack this morning, Molinar said the constant increases in the adverse effect wage rate are unsustainable.
As the Secretary of Agriculture, how are you standing up for American farmers and telling your counterpart at the Department of Labor that her regulations are hurting American farmers?
Vilsack said there are two parties impacted by the rule, the farmers and the workers.
I don't have any doubt that farmers are concerned about this, but they also need to make sure they understand that fixing the system is the way to do this. It isn't just a freeze for a year or two. That's just going to delay the inevitable. You got to fix the system. Well,
Molinar says farmers in his district can't continue to farm with rising wage rates. Vilsack continues to testify before the Appropriations Subcommittee on the USDA's fiscal year 2025 budget request. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different. And the rootworm technology seem to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct business is underway and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light direct cash cattle trade underway. Live deals in the South have been reported at $188. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There are some bids that have surfaced at $190 live and $300 to $302 stressed in the north. Asking prices have yet to surface today. More business is expected to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate off. Range choice up $1.04 at $314.48. Select is $1.04 higher at $303.75. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers 500 to 800 pounds were steady to $5 higher, and heifers 500 to 700 pounds were $6 to $12 higher. Heifers over 700 pounds were uneven from $3 lower to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steer 600 to 625 pounds brought $316.50 to $324. Feeder steers 800 to 838 pounds brought $248 to $249. Medium and large one feeder heifer 600 to 633 pounds brought $273 to $285.50. Cash hogs are weak at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has continued its improvements as processors have been aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry continues to monitor hog weights, the availability of market-ready hogs, and the overall demand picture. Speaking of demand, this week's export sales report was strong, and that's a good sign for global demand for U.S. pork that helps provide price support. Domestic demand has been showing some strength as well recently. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Director down 12 cents with a weighted average of 80.85. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa at $60. They're higher in Red Oak, Iowa at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $50 to $62. Barrels and gilt were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. Boars range from $15 to $25 and $8 to $15. Pork values were lower at midday, down $1.67 at $90.51. Ribs and bellies were both sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. Export sales are up on the week, but Brazil remains in control of the global market for now. Weather for Argentina and southern Brazil generally looks drier, which should help harvest activity. May beans are down 3/4 at 1208 and 3/4. July's a half lower at 1222 and 3/4. May soybean meal's down 40 cents at 342.10. May soybean oil's 34 points lower at 48.66. Corn's mixed. Export sales were down in the week, still larger than average, and corn for ethanol use is solid. Rain is in the forecast for northern Brazil, helping the second crop, but more will be needed. May's down 3/4 at 438 and a quarter, and July corn's a penny lower at 451 and a quarter. And wheat's mixed. Export sales were a net cancellation, hitting a marketing year low for the second consecutive week. There's at least some precipitation in the forecast for most U.S. winter wheat growing areas. May Chicago's down 3 at 542. May Kansas City's 1.5 lower at 579. May Minneapolis is steady at 655. Live and feeder cattle are mixed, watching direct business develop ahead of tomorrow's cattle on feeder port. Trades light, mostly at 188 live, up $2 from last week, and at 302 dressed, $4 higher. April live's up 87 at 188.67, and June's 12 higher at 184.90. April feeders are up 2 at 254.95, May's down 5 at 258.75. And hogs are mixed, mostly lower on spread trade, the lower midday move in pork, and most contracts premium to cash. April is down 70 at 84.60. June leans $1.70 lower at 98.92. And over in the broader market, May crude oil's down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit RichardsInsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Moving away from the center of the plate protein. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Protein consumption patterns have changed generationally. David Newman with the National Pork Board says today's eaters have moved from a center of the plate protein.
We even talk about pork as a carrier food, something that can be used as part of a nutritious diet. So when we think about ground pork and where it was 10 years ago versus today, it's dramatically different. And a lot of that has changed post-COVID. We have had a significant focus on getting ground pork into retail, also working with food service and working with other stakeholders, packer processors, on understanding how does a consumer want to see ground pork positioned? And it is very similar to ground beef, by the way, where we think about the fat to lean ratio and getting a facing in a retail set that's attractive to consumers. And we're starting to see a big lift in ground pork sales and ground pork availability. That's really important, especially in key markets like California, where ground pork is exempt from Prop 12 requirements. So we're actually able to fill some shelf space with an item that is very popular with consumers where we may be missing out on another item.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Challenge.
It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
WRCO.